This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 239 for Tuesday, January 26th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are hitting new highs on Tuesday morning, catching a good amount of spillover from the Chicago soy complex. The March contract is up $30, its daily limit, and is at $705.70 per ton. The May contract is up $18.20 at $672.20 per ton. There's additional support from gains in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. The Canadian dollar is higher this morning. The loonie is at 78.72 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 78.51. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada issued its monthly report on principal field crops on Monday afternoon. The department says canola ending stocks for 2020-21 are unchanged at 1.2 million tons. That's a drop of 161% from 2019-20. Ending stocks for 21-20-22 are expected to slip to 1 million tons despite forecasts for increased production and reduced exports. Stats Canada released this morning its oilseed crushing report for December. The federal agency says about 904,600 tons of canola were crushed last month, producing almost 398,000 tons of oil and more than 517,000 tons of meal. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 1.36 million tons of corn to China. There's also a sale of nearly 103,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations. Delivery for both is to be during the current marketing year. Prices in Chicago skyrocketed yesterday following the release of the USDA Export Inspections Report. Corn shipments are at 54.8 million bushels for the marketing year, with soybeans at 1.66 billion bushels. Winter wheat crop conditions are down in Kansas by 3 points at 43% good to excellent. There are also declines in Colorado, Nebraska, and South Dakota, but an increase in Montana. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Tuesday morning. The March soybean contract is up 26 cents at 13.69 per bushel. March soy oil is up 1.03 cents at 43.97 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is up $6 at $435.60 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Tuesday morning with the March contract up 13 cents at $5.24 per bushel. Chicago oats are narrowly mixed with the March contract down a penny at $353.50 per bushel. Wheat futures are stronger on Tuesday morning. Chicago March is up 15 cents at $6.63.50. Kansas City March is up 13.5 cents at $6.41. And Minneapolis March is up 10.5 cents at $6.36.50. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, January 26th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.